and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. And in just a few short weeks, we will have the opportunity to hear from LDS church leaders as they speak to the world during General Conference. And this is such a great opportunity to feel the Spirit, to have prayers answered, and to be uplifted. But how do you prepare for such a big deal, for such a big event? As a millennial myself, I look forward to General Conference so much to help me navigate my life and navigate choices that I'm making right now. And I remember listening specifically to Elder Richard G. Scott's talk in April 2007 that answered my prayer and inspired me to serve a full-time mission. And I've had, through listening to Conference, I've had fears calmed and my faith strengthened, because these great men and women really are inspired of God, and I really look forward to General Conference. And today we're talking to Carolyn Haney, a young single adult and returned missionary living and working in Washington, D.C., about how she prepares to get the most out of General Conference. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Carolyn's joining us on the phone today. So what do you look forward to most about General Conference?
I think the experience of listening to Conference live when it's happening, along with my fellow LDS members around the world, is a pretty unique opportunity. And to discuss the messages that are shared with my friends and my family afterwards is a really cool experience. And one thing that we've tried to do as an apartment is at least once a year, if not every General Conference for the last few conferences, we host a brunch on either Saturday morning or Sunday morning. And this is a great opportunity for friends who share my same faith, but also friends who might be investigating the church, to come and spend time together and just listen to really positive and timely messages for us.
Definitely.
So I think that sharing in the experience with friends and family is a really neat opportunity and something that's really unique about Conference.
So it sounds like you make Conference kind of this big event. And aside from the cooking preparation, how do you personally prepare for it?
Sometimes it's a matter of a few days beforehand. I'll pray about certain things that are going on in my life that I would like answers to. Sometimes I begin praying for the speakers weeks in advance of Conference, that they'll be inspired. And I feel like doing so is showing my support for church leaders and something that I feel gets me mentally and spiritually prepared for Conference too.
Yeah, I find myself doing similar things, and that helps me feel more connected, I think, to specific talks or specific sessions. And is there an instance in your life where you feel like a Conference talk has really spoken to you and helped you out with a problem or answered a question for you in your life?
Yeah, definitely. I can remember a time in high school when we were actually learning about the Renaissance in high school, and I remember that conference immediately following this section of my coursework. President Hinckley gave an address about enlightened people throughout history, and he spoke a lot about the period of enlightenment. I think that hearing from a church leader about something that I was really just starting to understand from school about what the Enlightenment meant for mankind and the world, having his added testimony given to the importance of that time period, but also why it was so important, the fact that it laid a foundation for the restoration of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really interesting insight. I do remember that talk, but that's cool that you were able to apply that to your life and with what you were learning at school at the same time. So we mentioned earlier that you have gone on a mission and you've graduated from college and you're working in D.C. now. How does listening to Conference now compare to when you were younger?
I would say it still has the same spirit. I remember as a little girl, before we had cable, we would go to the church meeting house and we would watch Conference broadcast via satellite along with our steak. And this was such a cool experience to watch TV at church, for one thing. Another thing, to be gathered with people and listen to a really formalized church leadership broadcast. And this was very important in my mind. And I think that's because I could sense that the spirit of what was being done and who we were sustaining and what was being taught was really important. And I didn't focus so much on every word, but I knew that what we were watching was important. And as I've gotten older and I have paid attention more to the words, and I've been very intentional about seeking guidance by listening to conference talks and also in letting the words of conference affect me and change me, I see that it's important. And I really have developed a strong testimony that conference is a time for our renewal. It's a time for us to recommit ourselves. And it's a time for us to gain new truths and new insights that we hadn't considered before. And those insights come directly from people's words and testimonies, but they also come from the Spirit when it testifies to us what we can do to improve ourselves and grow and be a little bit better.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you have a pretty solid testimony of leaders of the church and of General Conference as an experience that can strengthen your faith. However, a lot of millennials or people around your age or my age might think that leaders of the church are out of touch with the issues of today's world or with different questions and problems that people are facing. What would you say to them in regards to that concern?
They're not. That's a notion that I have heard many, many times, that the leaders of the church are out of touch with our lives, with our feelings and our thoughts. And I think that is simply not true. I don't allow myself to believe that, but I also don't see it. I don't believe that men of God are past feeling in regards to our lives. I think that with the recent changes in the handbook regarding the baptism of children of same-sex couples really drove that home to me, that leaders are incredibly sensitive and aware and continually seeking to know what life is like outside of church headquarters, outside of the church office building. And when Elder Christofferson gave his media interview after that came out, that the handbook had changed, he spoke with so much love and so much testimony that this change had been made because of the brethren seeking guidance from God and also because of their deep love for all of God's children. And I think that the 12 and the prophet of our church, the first presidency, are very aware and don't need to watch YouTube videos, and they don't need to search BuzzFeed articles in order to know what it's like to be a millennial today. They are given direction and inspiration and pure knowledge from on high that teaches them what is really in our hearts and what really needs to be taught and enforced and driven home in order to help us and better our lives. And I really believe that they know us. They couldn't say that they love us unless they knew us. They might not be able, I mean, it's not humanly possible for them to know each of us on an individual basis, but they do know what it's like. And I testify that they do, because I have felt their incredible love for us on numerous occasions.
I think that's a great note to end on. Thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your advice and wisdom, Carolyn.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Now remember that Mormon Channel and LDS.org will both be live streaming all of General Conference this year, starting on Saturday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. Mountain Daylight Time. You can visit MormonChannel.org for more information on how to watch live or later. And also remember that you can post your thoughts about conference on social media using the hashtag LDSCONF, LDSConf. Our quote of the day is from Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and he says, "It is no small thing, my brothers and sisters, to have a prophet of God in our midst. Great and wonderful are the blessings that come into our lives as we listen to the word of the Lord given to us through him." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.